Sanders here. I want to talk to you about several things for our 18 members that I think are extremely important. Number one is TweetDeck. If you are not using TweetDeck, it is free. It is at TweetDeck.com. It is a requirement that you use this as far as I'm concerned. Here is how you use it properly. This is a front-end interface that makes using Twitter fast, simple, easy, and very fun. So it works on PCs and Macs. There's no reason not to get TweetDeck and sign up for Twitter. Twitter is also free, TweetDeck.com. You go to Twitter, you click on the search button, you type in Marlon Sanders. You will find my a link to my Twitter account. You just click that, or you go to twitter.com/Marlon Sanders. You click the follow link under my photo. What you're going to want to do is find people who are in your niche market. You're going to want to look them up on Twitter. You're going to want to click the follow button. That way, you can communicate with them on Twitter. You want to do this with three kinds of people. Number one, you want to do it with people who are bloggers in your target market or your target audience. To find those, you can go to technorati.com, T-E-C-H-N-O-R-A-T-I, T-E-C-H-N-O-R-A-T-I.com, or just misspell it in Google. It's all over the place. You cannot miss it. Technorati.com is a blog search tool. You can also just go to Google, type it, search blogs or blog search, and there are other tools in addition to Technorati. What you want to do is you want to find, type in your niche words, your keywords, for your target audience, your target market. You want to find the blogs of people who write or blog to your market. You want to add those, find those people on Twitter and add them. Their Twitter is usually listed on their blog, so you don't even necessarily have to look it up. Why do you want to add these people? Because they typically have lists. Number two, they blog, and so you got a good chance you can get them to mention you on your blog or give away your viral brandable PDF report freebie on your blog. That is a mouthful, but I talk about it in Promo Dashboard, how to create a brandable PDF, which means affiliates can insert their reseller ID into links in the PDF and distribute it and make commissions or sales. You brand one of these for the blog, for the person doing the blog. You just send it over to them and say, hey, I thought you might want to give this away on your blog, and by the way, you'll make some commissions for doing it. You know, that's kind of a no-brainer. It's something free they give to their blog, and it promotes you, promotes them. They make money. It's good for everyone. Everybody's happy. It's a win-win deal. All right, so you want to add these bloggers. Find all the bloggers you can in your target audience. Add them to your Twitter. Number two, you want to find the people who have lists. How do you find the list owners in your target audience, your target market? Well, here is how. You want to go to associateprograms.com, A-S-S-O-C-I-A-T-E, associateprograms.com. Or just type associate programs or affiliate programs into Google or affiliate program directory, associate program directory into Google. There are tons of affiliate program directories, many of them. You want to find the people who have affiliate programs or associate programs. They are the same thing, meaning you sell their product, you need to get a commission. You want to find the people with affiliate or associate programs in your target market, people who sell to your same people you want to sell to, the same folks. And you want to add all those people to your Twitter because you want to talk to them. You might say, but Marlon, these are my competitors. No, actually, these are not your competitors. What they are is people who can sell your product or service for you. They're people who have lists. They are the list owners. So you want to add your list owners to your Twitter list. And the reason is because, again, they have lists. They can promote and sell your product. Now, even if you don't have your own product, you could buy a PLR report, private label rights. There's plenty of those if you search Google. You can buy those, customize it, add to it. You can even hire a writer to add to it. Have a custom cover created, and then put in some links to your products or to other affiliate products, and then give that to the blogger to give away. You can even have these list owners promoted as a freebie to their list if you wanted. All right, so those are a couple people you want to add. Another category of person that you want to add are called opinion leaders. You want to add opinion leaders. These are the people that you see the people in the forums talk about. So you want to find the forums in your target audience. You can do that at big-boards.com. Find the forum. By the way, most all of these resources are in row one of Promo Dashboard. They're in row one. This is all about doing your market research for a niche. So you want to find these forum owners. You want to go to the forums. You want to see who everyone talks about. Who do they look to as the leaders? Now, even if these people, are big names, go ahead and add them to your Twitter, even if they won't talk to you on Twitter. It's okay because you can follow what they're saying, what they're thinking about, and what they're talking about. You can find out who they look to and who they interact with those people, and work your way into that social circle. This is called social circle game. You're getting yourself into the social circle of the key opinion leaders, the key influencers. This is why Twitter is dynamite. But you've got to use Twitter with a strategy. You do not build your list on Twitter and go there and just push out sales URLs. Or you don't do it very often. You don't do it until you have reputation and rapport with your list. Instead, you build up your list, interact with these people, make friends with the opinion leaders, make friends with the bloggers, make friends with the people who are very active in the forums, who post a lot, because in their SIG line they might give away your viral brandable PDF report freebie, right? So all of these things fit together. Now, another category of person that you get on Twitter, of course, are your customers. The reason you do that is it increases your intimacy with your list. So list owners, opinion leaders, bloggers, people that write in your industry, people that others listen to, these are all the people that it's easy to interact and fun to interact with Twitter. If you just go there and don't be an idiot, don't go there pushing URLs. Go there, be friendly, be intelligent, be articulate, be smart, and doors will open like open sesame. Doors will open. This is amazing. This is a great tool. This is awesome because it opens so many doors. If you're halfway intelligent, halfway articulate, you don't go on there just blasting out URLs or saying stupid things. A few rules. Don't go on there and complain about other people. Don't say bad things about other people. The walls have ears. Word travels fast. Don't go there complaining that somebody did you wrong or didn't send you a product or someone ripped you off. Ain't nobody going to want to talk to you from then on. No one. You go there, you make friends. It's a social circle. It's a social environment. Go there with a strategy. The strategy is to network with opinion leaders, list owners, and people who can sell your product for you. That's the strategy. And then also your customers, because you create intimacy and relationships with your customers. Now, the customer part is debatable. Some people would say you don't want to do that with your customers because it increases your supply, which lowers demand and lowers your value in the marketplace. They may be right. I honestly don't know. I've not tried this before. It's a new thing for me, so I guess we'll find out. So far it's working. So far I like it. So that's what I have to say about Twitter. If that's all you got out of this call and that's all you understood and that's all you did, then what you paid for 18 the whole entire year would be payback many fold. Why? It takes one person who emails your product to their list to bring in a whole lot of money. That's all, you know, one person. And meeting these list owners is super easy. You know, most of these people are going to be on Twitter. Now, I understand in certain target markets they're not going to be on Twitter. It depends on your target audience. But you know, you still got people who sell to your target audience. Maybe your target audience is doctors. They ain't online Twittering, although they might surprise you because people can Twitter now with iPhones and stuff. Think about that. Cell phones. See, this opens up a whole new world in that sense of the term, right? But let's say they're not Twittering. The people who sell to them might be. The people who have these people on lists might be, and maybe you can meet those people. You know, all the rules aren't written. You've got to sometimes write your own rules or create. Think about it, right? So that's the first thing that I wanted to cover on this call. And, in fact, all I had to talk about today, it would be repaid many times over. Now, there are ways to generate leads on there because you could go and offer a free report. Again, you brand the report. You can brand it, make it viral offer. Here's a free brandable viral PDF report. Or you could just say, here's a free report. Go download it. Put it on a squeeze page. Boom. Done. You know, have some value. Have something. Find a hot topic in the discussion forums. Watch the threads. Watch the view count on the threads in the forums. Find a hot topic. Write a report on it. 10 to 15 pages. Even 5 pages if it's really needy, good information. Stick it on a squeeze page, meaning an email address squeeze page. We teach how to do that in row 2 or row 3 of promo dashboard. I think it's row 3. Stick it on a squeeze page. Get it out there. Boom. Done. Now, you can do that on Twitter, but I wouldn't do that until you've been on there, participated, given some, made friends, and then you can do it. It's pull marketing, not push marketing. People don't get it. You don't push on Twitter. You pull. It's an attraction thing. It's not a push thing. there are push environments like email marketing is push, although it's you want to also try to pull people into your blog with it. Direct mail is push, you know. But Twitter is a pull environment. All right. Another use of Twitter is to post on Twitter and post links over to your YouTube videos and ask people to go comment. Post links over to your blog posts and ask people to go comment. Because when Google sees comments on a blog post or a video, that's going to raise the ranking from what I know, because then Google sees that as being a more authoritative post if there's comments on it. So you want to push links to videos that aren't pitches, just content videos, that target keywords. Blog articles that target keywords and try to suck out comments. And there's a real secret to doing that. You will notice in my emails when I send out links, it's always to a link that's like marlinshews.com, and I think it's a question mark, P equals like the page equals 132 or something. I send them a specific page, and if you do that, then it has the little feedback form at the bottom. They don't have to click the comment. They just type their comment in the box. It makes a huge, 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 massive difference in the number of comments that you receive. So those are your Twitter tricks. If that's all you got out of this call that I could end it right now, you could go do that. And you would be, I can't even tell you how great and awesome that would be. And it's free. This is the ultimate in free marketing. And questions. You can meet these opinion leaders and people in your market, people who really know what's going on, and now you've got a resource to get answers to questions for free. But don't suck people's brain dry. You've got to give as much as you get. It's the law of the universe. You know? All right. So I want to talk about that. That's number one. Number two, I want to talk to you about some things I'm doing in my business, just because I think you might find it useful, helpful, and interesting. One of the things that we're doing, even as I speak today, is we're putting together basically what I hope becomes a little bit viral for Occam's Razor. We're putting together study group leaders. We're going to have our first group leader meeting on Tuesday where I talk about how the whole system's going to work. Nobody's ever done this before in internet marketing, brand new concept. That would be an innovation if you've read Occam's Razor. And what I'm doing with this is I'm going to have people lead study groups on Occam's Razor, and they're going to be able to make money doing it. How much they make, how it's all arranged and orchestrated, we're going to make it up as we go. I'm going to try to tweak it. I'm going to try to be sensitive to the feedback of the group leaders. My point on this is one of the key tenets, there's basically two tenets of Occam's Razor. One of those is you've got to innovate. And so this is an innovation, a marketing innovation, not a product innovation, a marketing innovation that I'm trying to create in our market. And we'll see if I can pull it off or not. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. Maybe people do it. Maybe they won't. I have no idea. You know, sometimes you just go for the grand slam, and if you miss it, oh, well, next. You move on. You know, a lot of people get stuck in the paralysis of analysis just worrying if the idea is going to work out. You know, that's why I absolutely positive love Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Matheson. If you've not read Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Matheson, go down to your bookstore and buy it. If you're overseas, order it from Amazon. Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Matheson. I've read it three times. I'll probably read it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. It is that kind of a book. I just cannot possibly articulate what an awesome book that is. It shows you how to grow $100 million business from scratch, which sounds like hype, except Michael Matheson's done it a couple times. He's also built some $50 million businesses. You know, in the last 6, 7 years, took a business from $8 million to $100 million or $200 million now, I guess. So it's just an enormously powerful book. And that's where I got the whole concept that's also in Occam's Razor about the tipping point stuff. And this Twitter is a tipping point idea. That's why I'm talking about it. It's a tipping point idea. It's an innovation. This group leader thing, it's really more like discussion group leaders. Probably calling a group leader is a bad thing. I should just call it a discussion group host or something. It's going to be study groups, book study groups. You just study the book and people discuss it. And the group leader gets to make some money for doing it. It's not a bad deal. It's not a bad deal at all. We're going to see how it works out. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't work. I think it's going to be good. We're going to have our first meeting on Tuesday. Now, I want you to learn how to create innovations, innovative product ideas. It's one of the tenets of Occam's Razor. It's extremely important. Most people have no system, no process, no way to create or innovate ideas. Now, in Occam's Razor, I talk about how to create 180 innovations. I can't remember if it's 1 hour or 3 hours. cannot remember. It's from a book called Lateral Marketing by Philip Kotler with a co-author, Fernando Trias de Bess. All right. The part of the book I want to direct you to is page 137, but let me point out, there are actually six methods that he covers in the book of creativity, because creativity boils down to being able to do six basic things, six basic methods. And those six methods are spelled out in Chapter 8, Section 4, page 161 to 170. 161 to 170. And on the pages 170, 173 gives a bunch of examples of them. We're going to zero in on one particular one. Let me find here, see if I can read you those six attributes. I think they're back here. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Oh, this is good. Page 116, 117, 118, he gives tons of examples of using these methods. This is really just a groundbreaking, awesome book. But the methods are, you can substitute, you can combine, you can exaggerate, you can eliminate, you can reorder. And there's six methods. And interestingly enough, he has in here examples on page 116 for Valentine's Day. And he says, let's take the idea of sending roses to a beloved one on Valentine's Day and try to innovate or create new ideas. So you could have a substitution. So instead of sending flowers, you send lemons, or you send something else on Valentine's Day, jewelry. Send an e-book. You know, I don't know, right? But you substitute. Another way to be creative is to invert. So you send roses all the days of the year except on Valentine's Day. It's called inversion. These are just ways that you come up with innovations or creative ideas. You can combine. So you don't just send roses. You send roses plus e-books, pencils, you know, whatever, X, widget on Valentine's Day, jewelry. You exaggerate. So instead of sending you send dozens of roses, you know, instead of one rose or six, right? Or you send only one rose on Valentine's Day, which is downward exaggeration. You send one very expensive rose instead of a dozen cheap roses, right? A gold-plated rose, right? You could eliminate. So you just don't send roses on Valentine's Day. Or you eliminate something about the process. You don't send them, they pick them up, or something like that. You eliminate something. You reorder it. So it goes, like, in reverse. So instead of you sending roses to the other person sends roses to you. All right. So the point is, and some of those ideas are going to be good, some of them aren't going to be good at all. But your basic creativity methods are substitution, inversion, combination, exaggeration, elimination, and reordering. Talked about those on pages 116 and 117. Just as an example, you could do a substitution of situation. He's talking about this. Where you substitute a situation, for example, popcorn. Instead of selling popcorn in movie theaters, you could sell it in some other situation or place, in stores, retail stores, car dealerships, discos, whatever, church. Inversion of an occasion, roses to send when couples have arguments. So instead of sending roses on Valentine's Day, you find some other occasion. That's actually a dynamite thing, like the forgiveness bouquet. That's just a dynamite idea. Combination of targets. So something X widget for parents and kids instead of parents alone, right? Like you sell an e-book on internet marketing and you include the e-book internet marketing for kids as a bonus or whatever, right? Exaggeration of utility, a pencil that's never used up. All right, fair enough. Elimination of utility, a car that cannot run. I guess it's a trophy that really can't run, but it sits in your driveway and everybody thinks you own a Lamborghini. Reordering a utility. All right, so he talks about these facets. But now here's what I really want you to know. It's on page 137 of this book. Again, the book is Lateral Marketing by Philip Kotler. Page 137. He talks about that really the number one method used in marketing is called substitution. but it's the best method to use. And what you're going to substitute for is the need, the target, or the occasion. And this is where you really just get lots and lots of ideas. Just as an example, so you're going to substitute for the need, the target, or the occasion. Now, so substituting a need, you're just looking basically for a new need. So instead of internet marketing to get rich, you've got internet marketing to find a job, internet marketing to raise money, internet marketing to promote an event, internet marketing to learn, internet marketing to teach kids, whatever. That is, it's a new need, right? And then he gives a whole lot of examples here, like a new need. Taxis could be used as couriers instead of picking up people, right? So a new need. Now, you could also do a new market or a new group. So instead of selling internet marketing to, you know, I don't know, the U.S., you sell it overseas, whatever. But the idea is you could have new markets or new groups. And then he talks about new moments, new times, which is one that I think is dynamite. I thought about the lunchtime marketer before. A new setting. And this is like when this recent seminar with Richard Branson where they did it on some remote exotic island. So internet marketing, but done in a new setting. A new occasion. This chapter, beginning on page 137, will just blow your mind. It's just an awesome thing about how do you come up with product ideas. Now you say, but Mom, I sell affiliate products. This ain't going to do me no good. You know. Well, that's actually not true. Because let's say you're selling a product and you're just targeting a new occasion. You're not changing the product at all. A new need. You can sell an affiliate product for a new occasion, a new time of use, a new need. All of that can be done with affiliate products. It's not about changing the product. It's about changing the marketing and how to innovate. If you read Occam's Razor, you know how critical and the role that this plays. You just can't, in today's market, today's world, you can't sit around doing what you did 5 and 10 years ago. I'm preaching at me. I can't do that. That's why I'm on Twitter. That's why I'm talking about TweetDeck. That's why I'm branching, expanding out into some new things. You just can't do it. Now, in Ready, Fire, Aim, Michael Madison talked about this whole tipping point idea. It's the next topic that I want to discuss to you. So far we talked about Twitter. Talked about this book and why I think it's so critical that you read this book to learn ways of innovating new ways to market products, existing products, and also ways to come up with new product ideas that, like, nobody else has thought of. I mean, nobody thought of these things. It's very potent. Nobody knows how to do this. I'm just telling you, nobody knows how to do this. Now, I mean, if you just took that book and just lived with it all year, you'd be well served. If you took that Ready, Fire, Aim and just lived with those, an Occam's Razor idea for the whole year, you'd be very well served. Very, 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 very well served. All right. But I don't want to tell you that because I want to sell you other stuff this year. But at least I'm honest. Okay. Now, the next topic I want to talk about is this tipping point idea. So Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book called Tipping Point. Great book. But really what I love more is how Michael Masterson applied it, the concept, creatively with lateral thinking in Ready, Fire, Aim. And what he did with it is talked about that this whole idea of tipping point ideas. It's kind of like the boiling point of water, and that an idea goes along, and then like that, a couple additional small, can be very small things added to that idea cause it to tip, cause the water to boil. Doesn't necessarily have to be big things. It can just be small tweaks. So Michael Masterson's concept is take products that are already selling gangbusters in the market, tweak them up, add things, and try to, you know, you try to be the one that really makes that product tip. And it's a great idea. It's a great book. So the idea of the tipping point is, along with this idea of innovation, that you need to look at ideas as having a linear progression. They progress along a timeline of this happens, then this happens, this happens, then this happens, and you're able to predict the next data point. You're able to predict what's going to happen next in that chain of events, and you want to be that next. Take any product, take any service, map it out on all the, like, look at it kind of like mutations that it's gone through, the changes that it's gone through, what's happened to it along a chain of events. Map them all out on a piece of paper and then try to predict what's next. Practice this. See if you're right or not. You know, what the heck? Predict things. See if they happen or not. Try to get good at this. Because very potent, because you can be the tipping point. You can be the next. So I hope we're going to come off mute here. And again, if you have background noise, I'll double check. I believe it's star six. But I want to take questions because I've already covered conceptually tons. I understand for some of you it blew by really fast. But again, I talk about these things in Occam's Razor. You can read it. You can drill down. You can buy the book Lateral Marketing and really drill down into this in this new year. This concept of innovation is really potent. Concept of using Twitter, you know, really potent. All right, let me find my controls here for the phone, see if we can bring this off of mute. All right, let's see. All right, everyone, on the count of three, if you're there, say yes. One, two, three.
Yes.
Yes, we're muted, aren't we?
Cool. Good. Y'all are doing good. All right. So, as a reminder, the call is recorded. If you speak during the call, you give me permission to use sound, likeness, quality of your voice in perpetuity. We're live without royalty or recompense. Okay. Who has a comment or a question about what I've been blabbing on about? Anyone?
I have to get the book first and see what it's all about.
Which book are you referring to?
Lateral
Razor or Ready, Fire, Aim or Lateral Marketing?
Lateral Marketing, and what was the author's last name?
Philip Kotler, K-O-T-L-E-R. And that other dude, I don't know, Ferdinando de Bess, B-E-S. Just look up Philip Kotler, K-O-T-L-E-R.
Okay. Yeah, you have a sort of
a
fast way of talking, and sometimes those things don't come out. If you repeat it sometimes, it would probably be helpful.
Well, that's why I'm taking questions. I'm repeating it.
Yeah.
But you're right, and Lateral Marketing by Philip Kotler is a great book. The reason I talk fast is because if I don't, a lot of people just get bored or tears and they hang up. So we found on teleconference calls that if you talk fast, people can think faster, they can listen is the problem. Who else can? But, yes, it's a great book, and you need to get it, and you need to read it. It's just it's things that help you innovate ideas. And just like I was saying, you can take it, an existing product, any product, and just say, what's a new need for this? What's a new market for this? What's a new occasion that this could be consumed? Just as an example, a new place. What's a new place this product could be sold? Let's take internet marketing. Internet marketing is sold where on the internet? Well, it could be sold through direct mail, but that's not particularly creative. But think about this. What about UPS stores? What if you had the internet marketing CD in UPS stores where companies are shipping products? Want to ship more products? Free CD shows you how to get more buyers. Free CD. Pop it in the computer. They opt in. There's your video. There's your pitch. Boom. Now you're off and running making sales. You just created a new place of distribution. Boom. Innovation. Nobody ever done it. Nobody ever thought of it. Takes 2 seconds to see it. That's what the book's about. Who else has a question or a comment or an idea today? Don't be shy, guys and gals. Go ahead and speak up.
Marlon, hi. This is Nancy Gomez. So
hey, Nancy.
If I understand this, I could, once I get, I'm already on Twitter, but I can do the TweetDeck thing. I could put a link to an invitation to be a part of my discussion group for Occam's Razor. And then when I have a discussion group, I would do it much like you do on these calls. You have a book, you've got the main points, the most important, or as you say, potent points and things for us to act on, and I could do that on the call that I'm with when I'm
Now, Nancy, as far as Occam's Razor and how the whole group leader thing is working, I don't want to get drugged down on that today's call. Well, I'm going to be discussing all that on Tuesday.
Right. I'm just saying that I were to put all these together.
Yes. What you would actually do is you could get your people to say, hey, this is my Twitter. You all go sign up and then go to twitter.com/Nancy Gomez and click follow.
Right.
and they all follow you, and then you can say, okay, we're going to have a tweet session, you know, Tuesday night at 7 p.m., and everybody could show up and you could tweet with them, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm probably going to do that with my customers or either our A-team or my customers or both, and we'll have, like, a tweet out, and I'll just tell everybody to show up on Twitter. And I'll probably create, like, a special profile for it, so because my regular Twitter, when I'm on there, it just goes crazy anyway, and trying to add customers to the mix would just be insane. So I'll probably create, like, a special Twitter profile, and only people, and the only ones on there will be either customers or the A-team members, and we'll have, like, a little tweet-out session.
Okay.
But that's not the big idea here, Nancy. The big idea here is for you to find, what is your target market or your niche?
Just internet marketing. That's it. That's
well,
as narrow as I've got.
Do you have a niche within internet marketing yet, Nancy?
Beginners. Probably beginners.
I'm sorry?
Beginners.
New
people.
All right. Well, then what I would do is I would go around and I would add everybody to my Twitter list, everybody that sells to newbies. I would add all the newbie blogs and I would add all the newbie forums. I wouldn't have anything on there like you ain't going to add Andy from Stompernet on there. He don't sell to newbies. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't
going to
add, you see, you're going to go, now Michael Marks has I Am for Newbies. You're going to add Michael.
Yeah.
You're going to add all the people that sell the newbies, all the people with newbie e-books, all the people with newbie viral PDF reports. You get on the giveaway list, these viral giveaways, and you find all the people giving away newbie things. You go on $7offers.com and find all the $7 stuff that appeals to newbies. You type those authors' names into Twitter.com in the search box. You follow all of those people. So now you have got the newbie networking list that's just crazy. You are so networked within newbies.
I got it. Okay, good. That
now
makes perfect
you're
sense.
Networking with everybody in the market that's on Twitter that sells to newbies, that writes a blog for newbies, that's got a list that sells to newbies, that's a heavy poster in forums for newbies. I mean, you are connected.
Yeah, I see. I get it, yeah. Good.
Yes, I mean, you can rock because you become, you just insert yourself in the middle of that whole social circle.
Uh-huh.
Before you know it, you can be speaking at newbie seminars and events or in webinars, give testimonials to everybody in the market.
Oh.
So now, on all sales letters in the whole stupid market, there's Nancy Gomez. And under your name, if they don't allow a URL, you just give yourself a name that they can look up on Google and you register it as a domain.
Yeah.
So you call it the newbie coach or the newbie queen, right? Newbie queen, and you register newbiequeen.com if it's not taken. And you sign all your testimonials with Nancy Gomez, newbie queen, or the newbie queen, or whatever you call yourself, right?
Uh-huh.
You try to get a name ain't anybody else got, so when they go type that into Google, only you comes up. Now you get your testimonial out there on all the sales letters for all the newbie products.
Yeah.
And every time someone in your market goes to one of those sales letters, there's going to be your name and newbie queen.
Uh-huh.
People are going to go to Google and type in newbiequeen.com, www.newbiequeen.com, which they do in the Google search box because they're stupid, because they're newbies. Right?
Yes.
And you're going to register www.newbiequeen.com, and you're going to come up. I just type newbie queen spaces in the Google. Ain't nothing there. Let's try newbie queen without a space. You better register this like now. Go to namecheap.com and register newbie queen.
Okay.
Or whatever name you want, but like ain't nobody got newbie queen from what I can see. So you could be the newbie queen.
Okay.
There you go. That you just networked in your market, and like in 3 months of good work on Twitter, making friends with people. Sam, my God, how are you? Blah, 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 blah. 3 months of that, are you telling me you ain't going to be networked up to the hilt?
Yep.
Man, you are going to be the queen mama newbie queen. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I never would have thought a newbie queen.
Then you start the newbie queen blog, and you have on my Twitter, if you go in there, there's a dude named Brad Fitzgerald from yesterday. I was talking to him on my Twitter. If you go to my Twitter list and go back through yesterday, you'll see him. He is just a drop-dead killer cartoonist. And if you look at recruit, like at DaganSmith.com, D-A-E-G-A-N, D-A-E-G-A-N, DaganSmith.com, you will see that Dagan has this king. He's the king of never calling a cold lead.
Right,
and he has this whole cartoon that he actually paid a lot of money for, like, I don't know, $3,000 or something to have created. I don't think Brad's anywhere near that. I don't know what Brad is, but Brad's awesome and could do you a Newbie Queen cartoon. Now you got the Newbie Queen blog, the Newbie Queen website, the Newbie Queen bio report. You got your one Newbie Queen cartoon logo on everything, and you're branded. You got the Newbie Queen podcast. Couple Newbie Queen videos on YouTube targeting newbie keywords. You get all the keyword lists. Now, every day you do one video for YouTube, and you submit it using TubeMogul.com, Tube, T-U-B-M-O-G-U-L.com, TubeMogul.com. You submit the video every day. You write articles, submit and design articles on newbie topics, all the newbie keywords. You write an article on each one, target that exact keyword phrase. You post those on your blog, submit the videos over YouTube. Network on Twitter. Send people from Twitter over to the YouTube videos to comment on them, over to your articles to comment on, over to your blog posts to comment on them. And now Google's seeing you as authority because lots of people are interacting with you and commenting on your stuff. Now you're God, Queen of the newbie world. Does that
Marla?
Make sense, Nancy?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
And absolutely. In fact, it's one of the most valuable things. Get out of these calls, Marlon, is that you start at the very beginning and go all the way through to the end, and I can literally see it in my mind's eye, and that's very valuable to a visual person like me.
Well, I mean, what I just said will absolutely possibly work.
Yes, I believe
Plus, that. You're networking with all the list owners. I mean, if you can't make that work, you know, ain't a lot going to work for you because that don't cost very much money. I mean, you're going to need to pay Brad for a cartoon logo, a few cartoons. I don't know what he charges. If he can't do it, go on Elance and find a cartoonist if he's too expensive. But
I know one.
You know, but there you go. There's a whole business just laid out for you right there. But you better grab that domain before somebody listens to this MP3 and gets
it. I will.
It.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah, I would do it. all right. Who has a question or a comment today, what I talked about earlier or what I just laid out to Nancy?
Marlon,
I mean, all
this
of
is
you
Maury.
Can do what I just explained to Nancy. All of you can do that.
Marlon, this is Maury.
Hi, Maury.
Okay. I'm going to hit you with a couple good softballs that would be very valuable to let me say that what you've just said is so valuable that I want to learn it again. Now, I'm one of these people who have paid you for weeks and only made one or two of these calls. And so there are certain things that you assume that I don't know. First of all, I know what Occam's razor is classically. The simplest explanation is usually the best. But are you setting up a club called Occam's razor? And second question is, where do you go for replays of this recording?
Okay, if you will go to getyoursupport.com and just ask Tim for the A-Team membership login, we have a whole site where all of these calls are posted.
Okay.
So Tim can get that for you. Tim's on live chat all day, every day, Monday through Friday. We also have a 24-hour support desk. We also got a phone. So go to Tim. He'll get you the A-Team login. Now, on Occam's razor, if you read bonus number 1, 2, or 3, you will see that you will have the opportunity to participate in small groups. I'm soliciting small group leaders who will be trained beginning next Tuesday, who can basically lead the discussion groups and charge whatever they want for people. There'll be a 6-week discussion group. I'm going to train people to lead them. And they can lead them for, they can charge whatever they want, $3, $5, $10, $20, $50 a session. It's really up to you. Now, this is a test, and it may not pan out long term, but we're going to give it a whirl and see if the thing works or not. And what I do is I charge $10 a pin code. The initial thing is $100. That gives you 10 pin codes. that you can distribute. We're going to talk about how all this is going to work on Tuesday. Some of it's going to be brainstorming. I mean, I don't have every little detail thought out. Ain't nobody ever done it before, so there's probably stuff I haven't even thought of about it. We're just going to try it out. It's an innovation. We're going to try it out and kind of – it's ready, fire, aim. We're firing before we end. We're just going to try it out and see how people like it, see if it works for them. You know, if nothing else, you learn best what you teach. You learn best what you teach. So if nothing else, you'll learn a lot. That's the worst. Hopefully people will be able to make some money doing it. We'll see.
Sounds good.
So that's the kickoff on Tuesday, and if you want that, and you already got Occam's Razor, you just go tell Tim you want the link for the group leader thing, and he'll give you the link to sign up.
Okay.
What other questions did you have there? Did I get them all, or did I miss one?
No, you got those two. I hate to be admit that I'm such a late adopter as opposed to an earlier adopter. But I'm sitting here and I'm looking at your promotion dashboard and your market dashboard, and I haven't done much with them because I've been building my own site and thinking I knew what the heck to do, and I finally got my product up, which is 30 days of low glycemic recipes, 30 breakfasts, lunches, dinners, snacks, things that you can take one from one week and one from another week, and you've got over 100,000 meal combinations in just this one module. Okay, so now it's time for me to promote it. So should I go first, though, through the marketing dashboard and see what it is that I may have missed, or should
I
just
start by doing just what I told Nancy about, because you need to build the relationships for 3 months anyway. So get on Twitter. Go to all the websites of the people. This is for diabetes, right?
Yeah, it's for diabetes and acne and weight control.
Okay, well, then what you do is you have different Twitter lists. You don't put acne people on your diabetes Twitter list. See?
Okay.
They could give a crap about diabetes. So you got an acne Twitter list. You've got a diabetes Twitter list. You know, and maybe there's some other markets that would want it, but they're different people. They would be separate Twitter lists.
So how would one do that? I thought there was Twitter, you just got on by your name. Like I've got a Twitter, you know, Maury Breacher Twitter. Are you saying that we could have
you can use any name to sign up for Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So you can call one Maury A, one Maury B, one Maury C.
Mm-hmm.
And you just... What you do is, let's say you take Maury A for acne, and you go follow all the people who write blogs about acne, all the websites that are high traffic, and you find out who owns them, search them on Twitter, add them. All the people who post a lot in forums about acne, you add all those people. All the people who have affiliate or associate programs, and you add all those people. Now you're acne king, and you have an acne blog, you have an acne website, you publish articles about acne, and you do YouTube videos about acne. Now that's your acne business, right?
Yep.
You can do a weekly acne e-zine is what I would do, and sell other acne products, not just yours. So that's your acne business. Now you got your diabetes business, you do the same thing. You have a diabetes Twitter, which is Maury D for Maury Diabetes List, right? So it's Maury D on Twitter. You go at all the diabetes blogs, all the diabetes websites, all the heavy posters on the forums, all the people that write articles and ezinearticles.com. You look up all the article writers and you add all those people. Now you publish videos about diabetes, stick them on using TubeMogul on all the video sites. You write some articles about diabetes, stick them to ezinearticles.com. It's a whole business, right? You got your viral brandable acne report for your acne thing. You got your viral brandable report for your diabetes business. Now you got two businesses that I already built for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Doing all that stuff and follow. Now, for 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, you're just going to make friends. Don't go in there and start pitching crap. Build solid, deep relationships. Good old-fashioned making friends. Sincerely, Like, try to connect with people you really like, you know. It helps. But it's making friends. It's networking, you know.
Where did you say one can get the template for the brandable PDF?
Yeah, the brandable PDF instructions are in promo dashboard row 3, I believe.
Yep.
Either row 2 or row 3. It may be row 2. It's in the promo dashboard.
Yeah, it create PDF, row 3.
The software we use is Viral PDF, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it.
So any of you can build a business with this model. Twitter is like the missing link because it links you to the list owners, the opinion leaders, the writers, the bloggers. It's the missing link.
How do Facebook and LinkedIn compare to Twitter, or how do they complement Twitter?
I'll be explaining that in my next product, but if you want to make an advance deposit on that.
Sure. I might as well buy my fifth Martin
I was
product.
Just waiting to see if you were I was just waiting to see if you're in the marketing mindset or not, because somebody – see, a person not in the marketing mindset go, oh, God, not another product. A person who really gets it is like, great. Because, see, if somebody can't teach you – can't sell products to you, they can't teach you how to sell to other people. Think about it.
Exactly.
Like, I never get it. Oh, God. These marketers trying to sell me stuff, that really sucks. Okay, well, I got a good idea. Why don't you go buy how to market from somebody who never sells anything to anybody?
My son has a friend who is trying to set himself up in the internet marketing sales to people who want to learn how to make money selling informational products to other informational marketers. And the guy, and my son's friends had no experience in this at all, and he, and it's like, what? You know, what is he doing? Who would trust him?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, you basically just built you two businesses there. That should last you a while. That should have paid for these calls for the whole year, maybe 2 or 3 years.
Well, I'm sure they do. I certainly don't disagree. The back of my mind is saying, God, where are you going to get time for all this? I'm already working two full-time jobs, basically, to basically support my internet sites, because they're not making money yet.
How much
I just started a pay-per-click campaign on Google for the two acne sites and for the weight loss aspect of lowglycemicrecipes.net. I'm having to bid at least a quarter a keyword, and my product is only $14.95. So I guess I'm going to have to watch that very quickly, very carefully, or I'll end up spending more than I sell. Any advice on pay-per-click?
Okay, you ain't going to make it on that unless you just convert some insane figures. It just ain't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you ain't going to make it on a $15 product. You're either going to have a big ticket back end, or you're going to have to pay a penny a click instead of – there's ways to get clicks for a penny using the content network and CPM advertising. You can try adinfiltration.com, adinfiltration.com.
Okay.
He'll show you how it's possible, at least, to get clicks for a penny. His approach is you search buy type keywords on Google, and you find the websites that come up top when people are searching for buy type keywords. So these are really, really serious buyers. And then you use Google's direct thing where you can advertise on a specific URL. So you, any of those top 20 websites under the buy keywords, You put your ads directly, specifically on those websites, and you pay on a CPM, cost per thousand basis. So you're not paying per click. You're paying for 1,000 shows, but you have inside knowledge that these sites show up under buy keywords, so you got a good chance of getting 8 or 10% CTR rate, but you're paying a small amount per 1,000 impressions. In other words, the bottom line is it's a way to get clicks for a penny, if you can find sites under the buy keywords who get sufficient traffic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. I'll do that.
Content networks can sometimes get you cheap clicks, too.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to make it on quarter clicks without a back end. But really, if you follow the system we're laying out here, now pay-per-click's good, and if you really learn what you're doing, it can treat you real well. But if you're befriending all these list owners and blog people and everything, you know, and you really get cement some solid relationships, when you do come out with something, they should promote it on an affiliate basis, you would sure think.
I would. Yes, I would.
You know, you would think they would promote it on an affiliate basis. Google can be good, though, but I just don't think you can afford a quarter a click unless you can find some big-ticket back-ends to sell to those people, you know, something that you're going to make. You can run the numbers, but you got to figure that maybe you can get, let's say you get a couple percent of those people that come to your website to buy. So if you got 1,000 visitors times 0.25 clicks, you got $250 there invested. Divided by a $15 product, that's, you know, 16% conversion, I guess, to break even. Yeah, that's just not very realistic, I don't think. You can try and watch your numbers, but I don't think you're going to convert 16% of people to sales to even break even.
I do have a back-end product, but I took too long to get it on the market. Diabetes Manager Cinnamon Plus. And
how much is the price point?
The price point when I started, when I popped in $3,000 to manufacture this with a supplement maker, was $80 per bottle. In the last year, it's dropped to $40 for two bottles. So.
Well, I don't know. You have to run the numbers, but it doesn't sound like it's going to work to me.
We've lost the curve.
We got to move along so I don't bore people. Who else has a question or a comment today that I can help you with? Anyone?
I got a comment about the Twitter.
All right.
One of the tools. This is Mike Patel. One of the tools that people might want to look at with Twitter that you didn't mention is search.twitter.com.
Okay.
And you can literally search for any topic or any person there and see everything that's happening in that. And you can also grab the feed for it and get a constant update into your reader.
Wow, that's awesome, Mike. That's an awesome tool. So give that to us again.
It's search.twitter.com.
Okay.
It's a search engine for Twitter, for every Twitter post, for whatever term you put in.
All right.
And then once you get the result, there's a feed for it, so you can throw it into your feed reader and get constant updates on it.
So if they're using Google Reader or an RSS reader.
Yeah, for any kind of RSS reader. So, like, for me, I use it to follow all things WordPress.
Okay.
So I can just go into my Google Reader once a day and scroll through real quick and see what people are saying and find new stuff on WordPress.
My God, that's awesome.
Or stuff like that. So you put your keywords in there and just throw them in your reader. It's a great
resource. Well, another thing you can do from that, you know, is if it's posted on people's blogs, of course, you can go to their blog and comment. And even though it may have a no-follow link, but MSN, and I don't know about Yahoo, they still follow no-follow links. It's only Google that obeys that protocol. And some people debate even that it may work with Google. So it's not bad to go comment on people's things and leave a link to your website also. But that's a great tool, Mike. That's just awesome because that really then puts you in the center of the conversations in people's heads. And that's the best way to sell a product is that's kind of like the collective head of the marketplace. And you just want to enter your product into the conversation already in the collective head of the marketplace. It's the collective thought stream. Who else has a question or a comment today?
Yeah, Marlon, this is Andrew in New York.
Andrew.
Hey, how are you? Could you just go back to using Technorati to ferret out the bloggers?
Yeah. Technorati is a blog search engine. So it searches blogs.
Right.
So you just go there and you type your topic in.
Just straight like that, topic, and everything will come up.
As far as I know, let me go look at it here. It may have like a specific thing in a drop-down box where you search blogs, but it's very simple to use. Let me go there. But that's specifically, and there's other blog search engines. Mike, do you use anything for blog search other than Technorati?
Just the Google blog search.
Okay. Yeah, on technorati.com, there's a big search box at the top. So who do you sell to, Andrew? What's your target market?
Sell to medi spas, doctors and estheticians who open up these medical beauty salons. Let's put it that way.
Well, if you type in medi spas, you do get three blogs.
Okay.
Now, you're going to have to work to try to find blogs of people that are suppliers. Like, it wouldn't be medi spa suppliers, but it might be.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have to find the product names that people
okay.
are supplying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say it was laser or something. Or
right, exactly. Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. And you try to find the blog. If push comes to shove, you probably know some of these people, Mike. So you go in the forums and find out what blogs, Andrew, or you go on the forums. Or you ask them personally, you walk in some places and go, do you read any blogs? The vendors probably have blogs, some
okay.
of them. Some of the people that work for the vendors probably have their own blogs, just like people that work for Microsoft. A whole bunch of those people have blogs.
Okay. And so you hook up with those people.
Yeah, and you can also use the search.twitter.com. Type in MetaSpa and monitor conversations on MetaSpa and what other work keywords would be related to MetaSpas,
mm-hmm.
all those keywords, type them in search.twitter.com and see what you can dig up.
Okay.
See what people are talking about it, what people are posting, and then follow those people if they appear to be talking about that topic quite a bit.
Gotcha. Okay.
Forums, of course, are a great place, Andrew, to find the people talking about that topic. Forum search, you can search forums.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth. Mike, do you have any other suggestions for Andrew on that?
No, it's more a matter of I actually find it's easier if you find one or two good blogs on that is follow the commenters. Follow the commenters back because people that are commenting on that topic usually also have blogs on that topic.
Oh, that's just a million-dollar idea, Mike. That's just a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a great idea.
So I'm on a couple of forums and really follow the people who are making, they're kind of competitors, and that goes into what Marlon was saying. You're really working with them in a way.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, but if they're on the forum and they have a link to their blog and their signature file,
mm-hmm.
go to their blog and see who's commenting there and follow those
on
comments.
The blog.
See who's commenting on their blog.
On their blog will spread out your reach because
right.
those people are already interested in the topic.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you go to their blog and you see who's commenting on their blog.
Gotcha.
And you follow those people and they got their own blog.
Mm-hmm.
It's one big network.
Big spider.
It's just a network. That's all the internet is. It's a network.
Mm-hmm.
People link to other people link to other people.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, both of you guys.
If you do that, Andrew, I think it's going to open some doors for you. It's not as clear-cut as, like, the diabetes or the acne thing.
No,
it's not
it's
as clear-cut.
Nope.
But it's networks and it's relationships.
Yep.
And, and I think if you follow down those trails, the good news is ain't anybody else going to be smart enough to do this for the most part. So you're pretty much going to have the field to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You don't have as fertile ground. Then again, you're the one and only.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
So, whatever you do find is pretty much yours to keep. It's all gold.
Yeah.
All right. Who else has a question or a comment today?
Marlon, you started to talk about the time factor with doing all this, and then as a follow-up with the Twitter networking, how do we handle if someone would post something negative, and then that begins to multiply around.
Well,
like, I'm sure there's going to be competitors that just want to slam you or something, and then, you know, you're on all this stuff, but, you know, bad news travels just like good, so.
You got to be charismatic.
Okay.
You got to make people love you.
Okay.
If they love you and somebody comes on there and does you wrong,
they'll defend me.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
And by the same token, if you really, I'm going to let you in on one of my trade secrets, and I really probably shouldn't because I don't really want people knowing that I'm smart enough to know to do this. Everybody thinks I'm probably not smart enough to know to do it. But you want to get somebody on your side real fast,
uh-huh,
like within 2 days, who's really powerful, just search that search.twitter.com and just look for somebody saying something negative about them. Go defend them. You think they ain't going to see that you defended them?
Okay.
I just had one of the most powerful people in the internet marketing industry who I already knew but really didn't have very much rapport with because, I don't know, but I didn't even just blatantly defend it, but I defended him the other day. And not just in my own self-interest, because I wouldn't defend somebody if I really thought they'd done somebody wrong. But if I really felt they deserved to be defended, I'll defend them.
Uh-huh.
And, so yesterday, me and this person were like best friends.
Okay.
That happened twice in the past week.
Good deal.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, because nobody wants their reputation screwed, and if you're on there going to bat for them, you think they ain't gonna, it's law of reciprocity. And again, you do it from your heart. You don't do it just because you don't believe in it, but the people I defend are good people and I know what kind of business they run. And then the truth is, everyone makes mistakes in business.
Uh-huh.
Ain't anyone perfect. If they are, they got the power to send you to heaven or hell. There's one perfect person around. Everybody else has clay feet and screws up.
Okay, so it's all right for, a newbie to begin this because, that's the other thing. If you suddenly get in there with everybody and you really don't know what you're doing, you're having all these people follow you and ask questions, and then you don't know what to tell them.
I would probably observe and learn and slowly begin to contribute.
Okay.
I would go and learn the environment. It's like the presidency, without getting into any politics at all. I just want to make an observation. So that whoever is in charge of our foreign politics is over in Pakistan right now, and according to what they say, they're not over there to give anyone any advice at all because they're new. That's a new position for them. They're going over there just to talk to people and to listen.
Okay.
Now, that's smart, because you're new. So go in there, make friends, listen, learn the environment, learn what's going on, get educated, and slowly start to contribute.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. Who else? Question, comment? Anybody else not got a business that you need a business, and even though I've spelled it out twice, it's still not adding up yet? If so, speak up. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Well, this is another newbie question, Marlon, but can you just go over one more time the difference between having using two specific domains versus subdomains? Like, I'm primarily talking about if we build a main site and then we also have a blog. I started with my blog because it was easier to set up.
Okay.
But I don't know whether I should, then everybody's telling me you have a site with content. So I don't know whether to switch the website that I have my blog on and then So I don't know if I need two different domain names or if I do the sub. I don't know how you...
I'll give you some advice, but then I'll contradict it. I'll give you the contradiction first. Just do something even if it's wrong.
Okay.
It's all going to be wrong anyway when you start out.
Yeah.
And you know it's going to be right, so don't sweat it. You just learn as you go along. Later on, you'll look back and go, well, God, that was freaking obvious. But you don't learn unless you do. So
right.
Don't be scared of making mistakes. Just do. And then just clean it all up later.
Okay.
You know? I'm just telling you straight up. You know, don't be obsessed with trying to get it all. You ain't ever going to get it all. I don't get it all right. I screw up. Good God.
Yeah, that's why I just finally jumped in, because I am a perfectionist.
Yeah, that's
held me back for a long time.
Down and just I'll tell you about what I do, right?
Okay.
And I don't necessarily do it right, but I'll tell you what I do. It works okay. So I got my blog on a separate domain. That way when I could say go to my blog, you know, I could do it. And I might should have my – in retrospect, I'd probably put my blog at marlinsanders.com/blog. Because that's easier to remember than my blog, which is at marlinsnews.com, which is harder to remember for most people than Marlins. See, my ideal was marlinsblog.com, but I endorsed a friend's product who was blacklisted, and to say thanks for doing that, all the ISPs blacklisted Marlins blog, even though all I did was send out an email for them. So I couldn't use Marlins blog anymore. So I changed it over to Marlins News, but I probably should have put it on marlinsanders.com/blog because it would be easier to remember. Your main thing, consideration to me, is just what's going to be easy for people to remember. What's going to make it simplest and easiest for the consumer? The easiest way to understand that is just to think about yourself. What blogs are the easiest for you to go to and why?
Okay. So then with the splash pages, they both would have a splash page? Or, you know, I've seen the blogs with just the, you know, the sign-in box right on it. This is where I get confused on, you know, some of these things. And, you know, you talk about the simple, don't let them see.
You don't put a squeeze page on your blog, just like I have on mine. You just put an opt-in box on the side of it.
Yeah.
You don't want to make people go through hoops just to read your stupid blog. It's a social communication. Just stick your thing on the side of it.
Okay, but just right. Have the splash on the
squeeze. When you say splash, it can mean a lot of things. On your main sales letter page, you've got two options. Number one, that could be what we call a name squeeze page, meaning that all it does is ask people to enter their name and email address to get more information, describe your e-sign, and then to get to more information. We call that a squeeze page. Now, you can also have what I have mostly are not squeeze. If you want to see an example of that, you go to freeonlinemarketingebook.com, freeonlinemarketingebook.com. That's just a squeeze page. Most of my sales letters are a sales letter with a pop-up that pops up and asks you to enter your name and email address to get a free report or something.
Uh-huh.
We call that a fly-in pop-up, DHTML pop-up, because it's using special code that can't be blocked. The old style of websites used what was called a splash page, which was made out of flash and like this little flash intro before you actually got to the website, and I don't really recommend that. I don't like those. I think that doesn't work anymore. So you really got a couple options, just a squeeze page where you go there and it basically gets people to opt into your list for your free e-sign or emails, and then the thank you page is typically a sales letter. You can do that. Or you can take people to your sales letter page and maybe have a little thing pop up that asks for their name and email address. Does that help? Does that clarify it?
Yes, I think. I don't want to monopolize all the time, so I'm not going to go into everything that's all combined here, but... When I would do the squeeze page, would that still be, is that just a page of my main domain, or do I need a separate domain name for my squeeze?
It can go either way.
Okay.
What product are you selling?
Well, the long haul, eventually I want to get to a membership site. I'm starting with a blog to begin to build my list of I'll be targeting, you know, stay-at-home moms.
All right, stay-at-home moms, that's good.
And so...
And then when you're talking about another page or something, do you have a sales letter for something that you're selling?
No, because that's the other... Actually, I'm going to help them to, you know, moms that want income from home, a business income from home, and so I'm going to be recommending businesses to them.
All right. For now, here's what I recommend.
Okay.
It's simple. So here's what is your domain?
BusyMomBiz.com.
BusyMomBiz.com.
Uh-huh.
That's too many syllables. I would find a shorter domain. I just think that's too many syllables. It's not bad, and I understand all those domains are tough, but I would try to find something that was just like BusyMoms.com or something. BusyMomBiz is like BusyMomBiz. I don't know. I try to get something shorter. Short is sweet if you can find it. It's tough. It's really hard now.
Yeah.
I think it's DomainBot, B-O-T, or DomainsBot. It's either singular or plural. Try that and see if they can come up with anything.
Okay.
Now, I would just use that domain. So let's just say you got to stick with that domain for now.
Uh-huh.
BusyMomBiz.com/blog. Or you could have BusyMomBiz.com, the blog, and then make your squeeze pages BusyMomBiz.com/, you know, something, / free newsletter, / free ebook, / whatever.
Okay.
For now, just do it there until you learn better.
Okay.
Because I don't see a compelling reason for you to have more than one domain right now.
Okay.
I would just use that for now. Later, you can be fancier if you want to.
Okay.
But right now, at your level of skill, I don't think it's going to make any difference in the money you make at all.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. Good luck with that. Who else has a question or comment? Have we solved all the world's problems today, or do we have more? Anyone? All right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this up, and let me talk about just kind of the big picture here. So I started out this call, and we talked about using Twitter. I want all of you to use Twitter, get TweetDeck, and learn what you're doing. Observe the environment. Learn to contribute. Use that search.twitter.com. That's an awesome idea Mike had. I want you to do what we talked about adding the people, following people that are blog owners, posters, heavy posters in forums, people that operate the affiliate and associate program selling stuff because they got lists. Even if they're competitors, they still got lists. Writers, eZine writers, go to eZineArticles.com, add all the writers, and so forth. We talked about lateral marketing in the book, and if you need ideas for products or new ways to market existing products, whether affiliate or your own, I cannot recommend that book too highly. I talk about it in part two of Occam's Razor system. ORIS, Occam Razor Income System. Call it ORIS because ORMS, O-R-M-S, just sounds bad. And ORIS is easier pronounced than Occam. Ain't anybody can pronounce Occam. It's kind of like Milkers. Ain't anybody ever could pronounce it. Law one, like name your stupid product something that people can pronounce. All right. We talked about how to build out a business using Twitter, which is just enormously potent. Just I can't even tell you how potent that is. The one thing I didn't discuss is time management. Let me discuss this real quickly. You want to lay out your objective for the year. Try to break it down into monthly goals and then weekly. And what you want to do the first thing in the morning or just as soon as you can, whatever your best priority time is, that's when you want to focus on your most important goal or goals for the week. So you take your best time, preferably first thing in the morning before you get too distracted. What I'm doing right now is I'm waking up, having my coffee, because I always have morning coffee, and I used to just kind of surf some websites, check email and stuff until I woke up. Now I'm like hopping on Twitter a little bit. I'm going to see how that works out. It's easy to get too far carried away on Twitter, and I don't want that to happen. Typically, so what I'm trying is I get up in the morning, get my coffee, get on Twitter just a little bit, say hi to everybody. Say hi to your peeps, right? So then I call my office, check in, Danny and Sean, see what's up in the office, make sure they got work to do. Then before I got this hernia, I would go to the gym and work out.
Now I can't really work out that much. But I still did treadmills, so I have this operation. So then after that is really my prime time to get some stuff done and to really try to focus in on my most important objective for the day. I think you got to take your most important objective really for that week or that month and try to spend 30 minutes or an hour a day on it. I think you just got to try to do that. It's important, but not urgent. You got to try to focus on what's really important. You got to try to do that an hour a day. You got to pick an hour. He might feel same when he built the business, had, I think, 2 hours, and he did it after driving home from the car dealership where he was a manager of the nation's largest Toyota dealership, and he had a 2-hour drive home. He worked all day managing, like, the largest Toyota dealership in the nation, drove 2 hours home, and still managed to spend 2 hours a day building his business from, like, 2 to 4 a.m. How he did that, I will never know. But it's probably why he used to look tired in his photos. I'd be tired, too, if I did that. There's a really great video on YouTube. Search Michael Masterson, M-A-S-T-E-R-S-O-N, who's the author of Ready, Fire, Aim, which we talked about also. He has the first video that comes up when you search him on YouTube is a goal-setting video, which is how he sets his goals. He's written his own books, many books, bestsellers. He's written a play, like a movie that they made, a low budget. He's written a book of short stories. He's written poems and stuff, all using this little goal-setting system he has. He's also learned jiu-jitsu. It's really just a powerful system. He has a great video on it. Oddly enough, he looks tireder than crap in the video. We normally don't look that way, but it's kind of funny. He probably had to wake up early to work on his goals that day, which just kind of makes me laugh. But anyway, it's a great video. That's what I got to say really about time management. It's you ain't got time for everything, so it's priorities. What's priority to you? You know, you got to try to block out time for it. Don't get too far carried away with Twitter. You got to use it strategically and not just twittering away time. Use it strategically. And that's really what we got today. I think I brought a lot to the table today, and I expect you all to come back and report on this on future calls because I want to hear from you. I am on Twitter, twitter.com/MarlonSanders. You can tweet me there. Don't get pissed off if I don't follow you. I probably won't follow you. I follow people that own lists and who are highly influential in my marketplace and close personal friends. That's who I follow. But I do tweet back and forth. So if you want to tweet back and forth, I'll tweet. But I'm not guaranteeing you that I'm going to be your best friend or follow you or let you follow me. Because when you follow, then you, what I mean is I don't want a whole lot of people sending me direct messages with customer service and highly detailed questions because I sell my time. But I'll tweet with anyone. That's what I got to say today. I hope this is useful to you. I want to see you on Twitter. I want you all building your list out on Twitter. The innovation thing is really important. Ready, Fire, Aim. If you don't have Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Masterson, get it, read it, mark it up. Abuse it. Ditto for lateral marketing, especially the last half of it. And the page numbers that I pointed out, like page 137. And that's it, everyone. I hope this call is unbelievably valuable to you and mind-expanding. I hope for some of you it helps you build your businesses out this year and that we have some real success stories come out of this. For those of you who want to be group leaders, if you didn't buy the group leader package, go to getyoursupport.com. Tell him to get in on it.